Hilariously Melbourne. Choosing Fifi, Feb and Nick for your mornings is almost as easy as choosing the right electricity provider. Lumo has low electricity rates and is 100% Aussie owned. Join Lumo today.
Now, guys, Freedom Day, you know, Leon and Nick, so excited. Leon's already been out for a beer. Now, I'll give you my take.
You booked in for a pub at lunchtime, Fev?
No, I couldn't get a booking. Very hard to get bookings. Now, I know that everyone's had a tough time and lockdown and small businesses, and I'm shattered for businesses that have closed down and now they're reopening, which is great. The economy is going to go back up and people are going to make money, people are going to have jobs, people can go out now. For me, just being a little bit selfish, I just wish we had 3 more weeks of lockdown, because I'm down here at the beach house and a lot of people thought that I was down here, you know, for a holiday, to get away from Melbourne. But no, we're stuck here in a smaller house while my house gets renoed and it's still got 3 to 4 weeks to go. And my kids have got to go back. My kids have got to go back to school. So therefore, Alex has got to leave at like 7:30 in the morning, maybe 7 o'clock to drive the kids to Melbourne. So I'm going to have Toby. So the show's going to be in trouble because she's going to be here. I'm going to be after looking after a 2-year-old. And then I've got to go back in the afternoon, pick the kids up. Not going to get home until after 6:30. Pretty similar to what normal people have to do, like job-wise. So I'm going to be tired. The job's going to suffer. If we just had 3 more weeks,
for your
I would
house,
be
Reno,
so happy. Yeah, it's just so inconvenient for us. But that's okay. I'm happy that everyone else is out. But for the next 3 weeks, don't expect me to be, woohoo, we're all partying and going out, because I'm not.
I'm sorry that you're at a beach house with a pool down in Blegowrie. My heart bleeds
for
you.
It's a pool that's not finished. It's got...
Put Peppa Pig on the phone.
The grass is from Bunnings. It's not even... they're 3 different coats. There's spiders everywhere. There's a mozzie pit because they didn't level the pool right. Mate, it's a nightmare down here.
Is now the wrong time to say... Do you have your tooth in?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm just checking. I don't know why for some reason I thought you didn't.
If he had his front tooth...
That doesn't help, does it?
If he had a missing front tooth in a beach house, I quit.
101.9 The Fox.
What a day. And when I got up this morning, I thought that, because it was 27, I didn't bring in a jacket or a coat. First time I haven't done that all year.
Yeah.
And then it coincides with being free and the restrictions have been lifted and we can leave the house. There's no curfew. Leon Shergren, our executive producers, had a beer at 4 a.m. at a pub this morning.
I rode the bike through the CBD on the way here this morning. There were people stumbling around that had had a bloody
was
great
there?
Night. Yeah.
That's awesome. Good vibes. Long day.
We've got some audio. This was, so 11:59 it all ended last night. The last lockdown ever. The Premier has quite confidently said, let's have a listen to some of the sounds around Melbourne.
There's good something on. About yelling freedom off your balcony, which means it hasn't truly sunk in.
Yeah.
You can go do stuff, mate. You're free.
I know.
You're yelling freedom in your house. Doesn't add up.
No. And I slept through that. I was fast asleep when freedom hit at 11:59. But it is, look, and we've said this and we'll be doing it a bit later in the show. Stand by, because we are going to pay for whatever freedoms you want. Whatever you want to do, we're going to give you money and it's on us. Whether that is you just want to take the family out for dinner or you want to go and get a full makeover, we're going to pay for it. And something else to celebrate. Now, we work with a wonderful team here. DJ Shergs, Leon, who has been drinking since 4 responsibly. Yeah. He only had one.
Hey, I've had a beer.
I reckon he had more than one.
That...
Where did you go?
Spleen Bar on Bourke Street.
Yeah.
There's no way people like us, Leon, go to a bar and have one beer.
Just wait till the weekend, mate. I'm saving myself. It's a long weekend ahead of me.
You are a bit flushed. But anyway,
there's something
Leon...
about having to stand up for yourself. No. I only had one beer before.
Yeah, no, you didn't, mate.
Excuse me.
Leon, our wonderful audio producer, James Costa, who is the best in the business, and Marcel, our online social wizard genius, have gotten together and produced a song, and it's a music video too. You can see it on all our socials. This Melbourne is dedicated to you.
I am very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59 p.m. this Thursday, the lockdown lifts, we'll get our freedoms back.
I've lost count of how long it's been since I've caught a tram to the MCG. I want the pubs to all open up so I can have a beer at the workers' club. From Bayswater or to Werribee, head to Williamstown on a ferry. From the city up to Diamond Creek, shop at Chadston, meet you at Flinders Street. So long.
It's been way too long.
Too way.
Get on the
beam! Yeah. This is an amazing achievement.
Today is the day that's freedom. Queen Vic Market at night. Lygon Street for a bite. Ivanhoe Christmas light. That's freedom. Photos at Sovereign Hill. Sanctuary in Hillsville. Wineries in Red Hill. Melbourne, you are free.
101.9 The Fox.
I'm off the bed, Boxy. I am on the seat.
I know.
I am. What? That was an amazing tease.
I did say before George Michael that I've been doing something at bedtime that maybe I shouldn't be doing. And you were lying on the bed. I couldn't even see you before, yeah. But you're up and about.
I checked out. I'm back in now.
Now, as you know, Fev, as your kids get a bit older, and Charlie's only three. So it has. You're getting away, Nick, with just doing stuff that you don't need to explain. And last night, Trixie asked me to...
Just good no, but, so far.
Okay, I'm bringing this up because Trixie asked me a question last night and I didn't really have an answer. So, because it's something that I have always done. There's a behaviour that I partake in every night and I've never actually been called on it.
Oh, no.
So, Trixie was getting ready for bed and she said, Mummy, what I'm going to do, because she's gone back to school. So, she's back in the school yesterday and today. She said, Mum, I'm going to get my...
What's that bubbling sound, Mum? Oh, no. What's that smell?
She said, Mum, I'm going to get my school clothes and put them on the floor by my bed. So when I get out of bed in the morning...
Love it.
I could just put my school clothes on. And I said, oh, no, sweetie, pick them up off the floor. I picked them up off the floor.
Oh, she's trying her best. She's eight.
No,
she's getting ready for school. Isn't that a win?
Yes, but I said put them on the table or on the bench or on the wardrobe, cabinet with all her clothes in it. Because you don't put clothes on the floor in case spiders crawl into them at night.
Show them out in the morning.
Good point.
And then I realised I don't have anything on my bedroom floor. Like if I see anything, a pillow on the floor, that goes up. I have, and it's an irrational behaviour, but there's nothing on my bedroom floor. And I thought about that. I thought that's my whole life. Ever since I was a kid, I grew up in Wonga Park and it's a bushy area where we'd always have huntsmen's crawling out of everything. And I don't like I can be lying in bed and if I look over on the floor and I'm like, oh, I've just thrown my top on the floor. No, that's, I'll get out of bed and get it up off the floor and put it in the dirty clothes bin just because I don't want anything on my bedroom floors.
Oh, now that's a tomorrow problem.
No. And the other one, speaking of irrational behaviour, because it got me thinking, I thought the other one I won't do is, it was a bit hot in bed last night because the weather's just suddenly become summer. And
nude?
No, I wasn't. I was in my nightie. But I will never hang my arm over the side of the bed.
Why?
In case someone's under the bed and pulls my arm up, pulls me under the bed. Like, duh.
I used to always think that with my leg, Boxy. I used to think that maybe a crocodile or a snake will come and bite my leg off. I still think that now. Like a snake. I always think of snakes. They're going to come and bite me. So I try to keep my legs on the bed. So weird, man.
I'm not alone.
You should anyway. Don't you guys have king-size beds?
Yeah,
I can't even touch my... Like, Lulu, Toby and Lulu, Alex are in my bed. I can't even touch them.
But I love that feeling of... I love when you're hot, you kick your leg out from under the dune, you hang it off the bed, but then as I'm lying there, I'm like, nope, someone's going to grab that and pull me under the bed. Like, these are childhood irrational fears.
But you think a blanket would stop... If that was going to happen, do you think they'd go, whoop, she's got the doona on again?
mentally it tells you, because I used to do the same thing. When I used to get scared at night time when I was a kid... And when I was living in Yarrawonga by myself, I just hide under the blanket and leave the TV on just in case a robber come. They wouldn't find me. But I know that they're going to get me because I'm under the blanket. Yeah. But if I'm under the blanket, I feel safer.
See, Fev, thank you.
A robber's going to come in and go, hold on, there's a big lump and I can hear Scott
no,
racing
but
under
Nick,
that
it's,
blanket.
Nick, it's, Nick, it doesn't matter what they're going to do, but it's the thought in your head. If you tell your brain that you're hiding under there, you're okay. I know that if they come in, I'm dead.
But
if
also,
I tell myself...
And Fev, it's something you've been doing. Since I was a kid. It's an irrational... Because I only took Trixie asking me why I was doing something that I had to explain it, and I thought... That's irrational. That is just stupid. But it's an irrational behaviour I've had my whole life. And 131060, if you can share some of your irrational behaviours so I don't feel so strange at the moment, because Nick's looking at me like, what are you doing?
It's like when I used to run out for footy boxy, MCG, wherever it was, I wouldn't run through the banner because I thought I'd get injured. I knew if I touched the banner, I'm still going to play and maybe not get injured. Jeez. But because it was a habit... Yeah. I ran around the banner.
How were any defenders ever scared of you? The Fev scared of Craig.
Because in the first 3 seconds, I'd lead out, take a mark, kick a goal.
Neil in Narre Warren South. Hi, Neil.
Neil. Oh, yeah. How you going, guys? Great show.
Oh, cheers, Neil.
Neil, what are you getting up to that's a bit irrational?
Oh, well, whenever I'm watching a horror movie or something scary on the TV, I've got to have my feet up onto the settee, because when we was kids... watching a horror movie, my dad used to creep downstairs and reach underneath the settee and grab our ankles.
Neil!
So that's a learned one.
Wow. I love it, though, that as an adult, you're still doing it. Oh, I don't blame
that's
you, Neil.
That's perfect.
That's a good one. Well, that's why Fev and I don't hang our arms or legs over the bed. You never know when someone's under the bed and they'll grab you.
Maybe just check under the bed first.
They could creep you the night.
It doesn't matter. I could check the bed, know that they're not there, but still hang my leg out and still move it because I think that they're going to come. It's all mental.
It is. Well, how bad's my irrational behaviour? I've got a base. I've got a bed and base. You can't even get under my bed, but I still won't hang the leg over the bed.
Wow. Maybe they're in it like a cake, like a dancer in a cake, and they jump out.
Is Pam? I don't know. I think Pam's gone. We had Pam there. She was going to tell us a great story.
That's her irrational fear. She hangs up as soon as we go to her on the radio.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Now, as promised, Fev, Nick, a little treat for you both today.
When you need the play-by-play,
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
Juventus.
Juventus. Juventus.
Juventus. What did I say?
Juventus.
Juventus. Well, it's got a J.
Fifi's Sports Report.
I'm passionate about something in the world of a sport I don't
NBA.
Follow.
All of them.
Which one's that?
Basketball.
The basketball.
Yes, I'm talking basketball. What? In the world of basketball.
Hold on. This is a bad start, Fev. When you said, if we
what's
talking
the
NBA?
Which
one's that? Basketball.
Which one?
Yes.
The National Basketball Association.
Now, I don't follow the basketball. I'm not necessarily a big fan. But there is a story that has grabbed my attention because I'm witnessing some deplorable behaviour and I don't like it.
Oh, no.
Benny boy?
Yes. Now, Fev, I do not want to offend your father-in-law, Keith, who is now friends with Ben Simmons' mum because they catch up on the beach and go for walks. Right?
Yep.
But, Ben Simmons, what are you doing? In a nutshell, for people who don't know what's happened here, he plays for a basketball team in America.
Called?
The Philadelphia Hawks.
Oh, close.
I'm sure it's the Hawks.
No.
76ers.
Like, 76ers. The Atlanta Hawks.
That's not an animal. Should be an like a, you know.
They're not all
animals. What's a 76? Do you know what a 76er is?
I don't know. I actually
there
don't know
go.
What a 76er is.
I think it's something to do with a town. Something to do with the history of the town or something.
Oh, is that like the Declaration of Independence or something?
Yes, it's something
1776.
So, moving on to things I've memorized to impress you. So, here's what happened for people who don't understand. Ben Simmons plays for Philadelphia.
Do you know where Ben Simmons was born?
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's one of three
number one draft picks born in Melbourne.
Very. I also know he makes a lot of money. So, he plays for Philadelphia and he's making about $230 million a year. That right? You happy with that?
Yeah, for his contract.
For his contract.
Over,
that's
straight over.
Over a few years, yeah.
Now, he was playing in a game against New Orleans and
New Orleans. It's an animal.
She won't get that.
It's a funny animal.
Beaver.
Oh, no.
Raccoon.
It's got a big, big long neck.
Goose.
Big mouth.
Pelican.
Turkey.
Pelican.
Got it. And he He did badly. The crowd weren't happy with him, and they booed. Yeah. I think that's what happened. Yeah. So he was persona non grata in his team. And
so I'll reset that for you a little bit. So he was playing in a playoff game, and it was game 7, I think, of the playoff to get to the next round. And he went in for a layup, and he should have shot it, but he passed it out because he got scared to shoot it. And then they lost. They turned it over, and the other team scored, and they got beat. So they all went nuts. The Philadelphia hate him.
Okay, so Philadelphia want to get rid of him, but they can't get rid of him. No one wants him. So what's happened is he decided, I'm not going to turn up to training. Bad sportsmanship already. Then he realised, I'm losing money by the day. I will turn up to... I think he lost about $1.8 million in a week for not turning up to training.
Whoa, that's a lot.
He's in the last couple of days, he turned up to training, but he had his tracksuit on. He had his phone and all his keys and his money and his... Like on the court for training with all his stuff on. He was disinterested, and the coach just said, get off the court, not having a bar of it. You happy with his
Doc? Yeah,
Doc
mate, you're nailing it.
And that's a great name. Oh,
bang. Boom!
What is happening?
I read some stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then I've even got some audio. This will blow your minds. What? Because I don't know if you're familiar with a basketballer. His name is Charles Barkley.
Now, you know Charles Barkley?
So he's a very famous basketballer.
Who do you play for?
Was your sports knowledge affected by the lockdown? Because we've opened up and here you are chucking audio grabs of Charles Barkley.
I'm trying to get
Charles Barkley. So I don't even know who he played for. Okay, keep going. Let's go.
The Seahawks?
No, anyway, he's
come out, and I like this because Charles Barkley is apparently quite well respected.
Yes.
And he has given his opinion on Ben Simmons.
It's a joke. It's stupid and it's silly. Ben, first of all, it's everybody's fault. Ben Simmons deserves, number one, the blame.
There we go. And he said it. So that's a guy that knows stuff, has said Ben Simmons is at fault.
Mm.
Yeah. Not bad, bad form. Bad sportsmanship. Really disappointed in Ben. Come on. You're making $230 million. Like, just turn up. If you love basketball, you play basketball for no money. If you really love it.
Blokes like Kevin Hart have even come out and tried to stick up for him, but told him to get his act into gear, because Kevin Hart's a massive 76ers fan, Boxy, and he does a podcast about the basketball, and he hammered him. The problem is that over there, as it's a team sport, but it's very individualized. Like, people are their own brand, and they do their own thing, but you've got to get into the right culture. And he is not, towing the party line. He's gone and done his own thing, and his mates don't like him at the club. But the problem is Philadelphia have to keep him, because if they don't keep him, his trade value goes down and then they get nothing for him. So it's a sticky, bad situation over there, and he's just got to put his head down, bum up. Snap out of it, play some basketball, be a team man and become the champion that he should be, because otherwise he's going to fall. He's nearly the most hated man in America.
Ooh.
And that's a big thing to do.
There's a lot of them.
And there's a lot of them.
They're not all great. Now, Boxy, who do you think will win in the basketball this year?
Of all the teams?
Yep.
I don't think Philadelphia, because I think, as Charles Barkley said, they need to get their act together.
Okay.
I think, where's LeBron at the moment?
Where is he?
The Lakers? Yep. Is he still with the Lakers?
They've got a great team. Yeah.
The Steelers?
Wow.
They're Ben Russell.
Okay, no, I'm going to say this. I actually think NFL. I think this year I'm going to try and get a psychic premonition. Seattle. Do they have a basketball team?
The Supersonics.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Melbourne, brace yourself. As if the rivalry between our two cities, Melbourne and Sydney, hasn't escalated through the whole pandemic. There was the whole, you lockdown, now you lockdown. We do lockdowns better. No, look what we did in lockdown. So there's been all the, there was the Gladys Dan debacle, and now it's Gladys and what's his name? Daniel Peritot?
Dominic.
What's his name?
Dominic.
That's right, Dominic.
Daniel Peritot.
Anyway.
Sounds like if you couldn't get the licensing for his name in a game, I'm using the character Daniel Peritot.
Well,
he won't last anyway.
Sydney are coming for us. And when I say us, our Grand Prix.
Oh.
So the current contract expires with the Formula One in 2025. And the New South Wales state government, what's his name? Damien. No? What was it?
Dominic.
To be fair, it's probably just on the sheet in front of you.
I don't know where it is. Dominic, he wants it. So they're interested in bidding for the race rights.
He won't get it.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Fev, because I am going to say something, and not many people will like this, but to each their own, and we're all allowed an opinion.
Oh, God, you don't like it.
They can have it. I have no interest in that event. Yeah. The Grand Prix, please take it.
It does bring a lot of money into Melbourne.
Okay, and then, see, now I'm in the bad books. Okay.
Especially in the times that we've been in with hotels and restaurants, people around the world come, which is a great asset for us, but I'm not that interested in the Grand Prix. You watch the start. See, there's a smash, and that's it. It's boring after that. Yeah, but yeah. I don't think Sydney will get it, Boxy, because I reckon I said this last year. I know of a few people that are trying to keep it in Melbourne, not for Sydney's sake to take it, but a different country is going to take it.
Do you think they are going to take it?
Yeah, well, they're trying to, and they've got a lot of money. They're bidding for it, which is China, I think. It's going to be the Chinese Grand Prix.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Yeah.
Why don't they just have one?
Because it's all allocated. It's all allocated already, so every place has it, obviously. But the Chinese don't have one, I don't think. So they're going to... They're trying to take ours, yes.
Well, look, I know there's people that will be disappointed with that, but I wouldn't miss it. I don't like the Grand Prix.
Grand Prix parties are good. Got arrested at a Grand Prix party.
Are you comparing Bathurst to the Formula One Grand Prix?
Formula One Grand Prix tastes better. Same thing, isn't it?
They're car races.
What's the difference?
Well, it is a car race, but they're two very different types of cars.
But they're still a race.
One's like lower to the ground, and the guys just sit almost on the floor. Silly car.
Yeah.
And one's in a like
one's
a,
in like a Ford, Ford Commodore.
Yeah.
Ford Commodore.
Ford Commodore. Yeah. VN. They're the same thing. It's a big race.
They're not. The V8 supercars is nothing like the F1 Grand Prix. They race on the same day.
The Formula One race.
I was on my P's 3 weeks ago, and even I know that the Grand Prix is a superior race to the supercars.
They're just like a massive go-karts, really.
Yeah.
Massive go-karts.
Yeah.
That's what you'd say.
The V8's always race before them, Nick. And then they race in the morning of the Grand Prix, and then the Grand Prix race in the afternoon. It's like a lead-up. It's like Silverchair playing before, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, an opening act. Wouldn't be as good as the main act.
Sometimes. Depends how funny you are.
Hilariously Melbourne. Beefy Bev and Nick are powered by Lumo Energy. Join for the low electricity rates. Stay to win free electricity credits in the ultimate power draw. Join Australian-owned Lumo today. 1-800-324-1300.